Good afternoon. This is Crystal with Manifestation, coming to you with a little bit of inspiration, encouragement, and speaking life into deadly situations. I just want to come to you guys today briefly and let you guys know delay does not mean denied. Sometimes you have to go through things and you have to spread your wings and flow through things in order to get through them. Never think that something is not for you because it's delayed. Sometimes you have to get yourself together. You have to prepare yourself for what's coming. You have to have enough strength to be able to bear what's going to be and what's not going to be. So never think that because it's delayed that God is denying it. You have to make yourself stronger for what's coming, because the best is yet to come. I mean, we all go through something, but don't sit down and wallow in your mess. You have to get up, you have to dust yourself off, and you have to keep going. You have to push forward no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter the outcome. Don't give up, because God, He's not going to give up on us. So we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to press forward. We have to fast. We have to do whatever we have to do and continue the journey. Because God does not give us a spirit of fear. So it's okay to go through problems. It's okay to go through hard times, but don't stay there. Don't wallow there. Don't halt and think it's the end of the world, because it's not. Grab a hold of something, you know, and just take and push forward. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to order your steps. Follow Him. Understand that everything that's happening is a part of your story. Never give up. We all go through trials and tribulations and tests because that's a part of life. He's not going to give you what you need if you're not strong enough to bear it. If you cannot carry it. I mean, God sees things before we see them. He knows what's going to happen before we get there. So we have to be patient. And we have to understand that God put things in our path for a reason. God halt things for a reason. Because if we don't want to think about the things that we don't see, that He's blessed us and saved us and kept us from. So, to keep moving forward, just trust the process and know that it's a part of your story. It's a part of your life story, so you can be able to say, I experienced it. And God, I thank you for helping me get through it. And you can be able to explain to the next person and carry yourself through it. In order to make it, you have to be. You have to be there. You have to been gone through it. You have to been and pressed forward through it. So you can be able to say that you've lived that experience. You've made it through that storm. It's not going to rain forever. So you have to trust the process. You have to trust the process. No matter which way it goes, no matter how things come, you have to trust the process. And just know that God would never put no more on you than you can bear. If He brought you to it, He can bring you through it. So I want you guys to have the most wonderful day. Continue to press forward, continue to keep your mind clear. Don't let nothing cloudy get in your way. Don't let the obstacles hold you back. Stop telling God about your mountains and start telling your mountains about your God. He's bigger than anything. He's the company that will always stay with you. And if you're living in this time, you have to know that today is a blessing and yesterday was a lesson. You guys have the most amazing day and continue to walk forward with God. Happy Tuesday. This is Crystal with Manifestation, coming to you on this wonderful morning just to speak life into your daily situations and to give you a push and some motivation today. I want to speak with you guys in concerning the love for yourself. You have to love yourself no matter which way you're going in life, no matter how much is coming down on you, no matter the circumstance, No matter the situation, you have to have love for yourself. You cannot pour out love on other people if you don't love yourself. It's pretty much impossible to do so. So you have to love yourself by all means. You have to understand the situations when you're going through. You have to learn from your experience. If you don't learn from your experience, you will continue to repeat the cycle, and you will continue to go over and over again in the same cycle, and you're trying to figure out, Lord, why am I going through this? You're going through this because you're not learning from your situations. You have to learn from your situations. You have to. When you learn from your situations, you won't do a repeat. You will be stronger. It will build you. It will toughen your skin. It will help you. And you have to encourage yourself when you go through them. Even when nobody's there to pat you on the back, you have to pat yourself on the back. And you have to understand that your situations are turning around for you. That everything will manifest. It will come to a head just for you. But you have to endure it. You have to endure the pain. You have to endure the situation in order to come out on top. And learn. And you have to know that I love me. I can't give nobody else my love if I don't love me. Because when you go and give all your love away, what do you have for you? You're beating yourself up. You're questioning yourself about what if, woulda, coulda, shoulda, or I should have did this way, or maybe I should have just stepped back this far. You have to pay attention, because when things are going to go a certain way, let them. You have to understand that this is a part of your story. You cannot always correct the situation. You cannot always make the situation go this way. You cannot always be saying woulda, coulda, shoulda. Sometimes you have to let it flow naturally. When you allow it to flow naturally, you'll see it better. You'll see things so much better. You'll understand it so much better. You have to allow things to just flow. You have to speak to your situations. You have to tell your situations about your God. Don't tell God about your situations. Although God is bigger than anything, He can take you through anything. He will bring you out of it. But don't ever think He won't bring you through it. If He brought you to it, He most definitely will bring you through it. So stop beating yourself up and questioning yourself about which way and which path that you're taking in life, when you should be paying attention to what's going on. You should be focused on what's in front, because what's on the side and what's behind you really don't matter. You have to keep your eye on the prize. You have to understand your situations no matter which way it goes. You have to learn how to love yourself. Understand love. Don't just give your love away and you don't know what you're doing. You're overpouring your love into something or somebody that's not really giving back off to you. And now you're questioning yourself. Now you want to know, why am I in this predicament? I've given so much, but it's like they don't care. Why? Why me? Why me? And then when you say why me, you have to sometimes step back, take a look at yourself, reposition yourself, put yourself in a better position to understand that this is where I need to be. Stop just jumping in and taking off. You have to order your steps. You got to pay attention to your directions. When God give you those specific directions, you have to follow them. You can't merge off to the left. You can't merge off to the right. You have to go straight ahead into the position that He's told you. These are the directions that He's specifically given you, and this is where you need to go. Stop cranking up and leaving without Him. Stop jumping in the car and just going. Stop closing your eyes and not giving Him the praise and thanking Him for what He's taking you through. For how He's kept things from you that you didn't need to see. Learn how to love you. Slow down. Ask God to order your steps. It's okay that you got to figure out life We all do. But don't figure out life by yourself. You need God to help you figure out life. You need to pay attention to when he brings people in your life for you to figure out life. When he position things and position people in your life and let you know, this is what life is about. This is how it goes. You can't move without me. You can't function without me. This job that you want, this career that you want, this business that you're trying to grow, you have to trust me. If I've given you the idea to do these things, but you leave me behind, you have to stop putting yourself first and put God first. That's selfish. He's protecting us. He's keeping us over the dangerous highways and byways. He's keeping us from everything that we don't see. So we don't want him to show us what he keeps us from. Ooh, it drives us wild, right? But God is awesome. And you have to love yourself in order to move forward, in order to pour love off on the next person. And stop letting things and people come in to destroy your love for yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop punishing yourself. Forgive yourself. And move forward. That's all the time that I have for you guys at this moment. And I want you guys to just learn how to love on yourself. Appreciate yourself. Take pride in yourself. And when you love yourself, you'll be able to pour that love off on someone else. Don't love the next person or the next thing more than you love yourself. And number one, you have to love God because he's a jealous God. You know that there's nothing and no one that's greater than he. Just remember, today is a blessing, and yesterday was a lesson. And you all have the most amazing Tuesday.